Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 34 and 35. Jesus said, "Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Have you ever bitten into a bland meal and thought, "This needs salt. A little salt makes all the difference"? But what if the salt has lost its saltiness, its very essence? That's Jesus' point in today's Bible reading. Earlier in Luke chapter 14, Jesus spoke about the cost of discipleship. Following him means denying ourselves, carrying our crosses, and surrendering all. And then he said, "Salt is good, but what if it loses its saltiness?" He was describing what happens when disciples lose their distinctiveness. When Christians blend into the world, chasing the same priorities, hiding the gospel, forgetting grace, we become like flavorless salt. In other words, useless. That's a sobering warning. It's easy to go through the motions of religion while our hearts grow cold, our witness dulls, and our faith drifts from Christ to comfort. But Jesus isn't trying to shame us. He's calling us back. "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." He wants us to repent, to remember who we are. Because in him, we are salty again. Jesus, the perfect disciple, never lost his saltiness. He gave his life for us. By his forgiveness, he makes us new and useful again. Through his word and sacraments, he preserves our faith and reignites our witness. So, stay connected to Christ. Soak in his grace. Let his love season your words, your choices, your days. You are his salt in a bland world. Lord Jesus, you gave everything to save me. Forgive the times I have lost my zeal and blended into the world. Restore me with your grace and use me to reflect your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.